Hi, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me I have Rebecca von Stein. She's the district coordinator for AARP Foundation Tax Aid. Am I pretty much getting that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what
you
we're
are.
Doing? Okay,
you
good,
are.
Good,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
You guys have a very important job. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this, I think this is my seventh year with the program.
Okay, so you've probably helped a lot of people by now.
We have. Yeah, we have a lot of dedicated volunteers, and we're here to serve low-income folks of all walks of life, but particularly emphasis on the elderly.
Okay. We're going to talk about what you need in just a moment, because I know we're looking for volunteers, and we'll talk more about that. But I just want to talk a little bit more about what you guys do. And you just gave me a crazy number, a dollar amount of how much money you got coming back to people last year.
Right. So we do tax returns for folks that need us to prepare tax returns. The majority of them are getting money back that they get a refund. Last year, we were able to file 2,300 tax returns, and we got $2.3 million of refunds in folks' pockets.
Wow. Wow. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's money they depend on.
Right. Right. These are folks that are struggling to make rent. They're oftentimes on a very fixed income. Oftentimes the money that they would need to go to a paid preparer would be grocery money. So that's what we're here for.
How do these people find you, the people that need some help that are low income?
The majority of our clients are repeat customers. Once they find us, they, you know, tell their friends. We try to circulate our publicity about where we are, because every year our sites may be different hours, different days. So we do have a centralized hotline that we put that information on, and it's usually available the second week of January.
Okay. So we're here so early in the process,
right,
because we need people to do the returns. We're looking for volunteers.
Right. Don't need folks reaching out to us just yet for appointments.
Sure.
What we need is volunteers. Every year we have to turn folks away because we don't have enough volunteers to do all the work that they would like us to do. A lot of our appointments are usually gone by about the second week of February, and we're open until April 15th. So, but that's completely driven by the number of volunteers that we have. So right now, this is our recruiting season to try to get new preparers to come in for the next busy season.
What are you looking for in a volunteer? Do they have to be an accountant or a former CPA, or what's
the deal?
Not
at all. My famous line is, are you the person that does your tax returns and helps family and friends do their tax returns? We need folks that have the ability with attention to detail, and then obviously you have to have strong computer skills, because everything we do is computer-based. If you have those two attributes, we would love to have a conversation with you.
Okay. Well, right, because nowadays with programs and stuff, it's going to kind of walk you through the process.
Right. But it's attention to that this very specific number needs to go in this very specific
box. And it's got to be right.
Right. That's right. So if you're a big picture person, this probably isn't your cup of tea. If you're used to wallowing in minutia, we want to talk to you.
Gotcha. What kind of time commitment are you asking for from your volunteers?
So our actual tax season runs from the first week of February until April 15th. And when we have a volunteer, we ask them to work at least 2 half days a week. And there's a reason for that. We find if they volunteer less than that, they don't get better because they're not seeing the repetition of the amount of returns that we do.
Sure.
We only get better at doing what we do by doing hundreds of them. So by 2 half days a week, then they're at least seeing the amount of repetition to get better.
Well, you're doing great work, and we appreciate
you
for sure.
Thank you.
What's the best way for people to get more information about the volunteering?
So the commitment would be you would have a week long of training in January. So you would have to set aside a whole week of that. And then we'll have a website posted on
MyCentralOregon.com. Yeah, we'll put it up there.
Right. We'll have a website that you can formally volunteer through AARP. They'll look at your zip code and then send your information to me.
Gotcha.
And I'll give you a call.
And I'll have all the links for you at MyCentralOregon.com. You'll be able to find that there. We've been talking to Rebecca.
Yeah, thanks.
And we'll see you again.
All right.
And I'm going to check in on you, see how you're doing
okay.
on this.
All right. I really appreciate that. Thank
Everybody
you so
else,
much.
Go to MyCentralOregon.com. We've got all the information there for you.